Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Box of Frogs by Helen Harper, narrated by Gabrielle Baker. Chapter 1. The man lying next to me was definitely dead. It wasn't the glassy white caul on his eyes, or even his unnatural stillness that gave it away. It was the fact that his head was entirely detached from his body, as if someone had unscrewed it like a burnt-out light bulb and dropped it casually on the ground. I had the feeling I should probably be screaming. Instead, I blinked and rolled away, dew from the perfectly manicured grass beneath me soaking through my thin blouse. Then I got to my feet. The sudden nausea tearing through me suggested that standing up was a mistake. I grimaced. Even my mouth tasted foul. Like wet dog. Rubbing my hand over my forehead and avoiding glancing at the body again, I looked around. Where the hell was I? The chill night air offered no clues, but over to my left there was something tall and thin standing upright. A sign, perhaps? I staggered over. My chest hurt as if I'd cracked a rib or two. I made it all the same, my legs shaking with astonishing violence. I was forced to clutch onto the metal pole as soon as I reached it, in order to remain upright. The small triangle of material attached to the top of the pole hung limply. I squinted at it before my gaze drifted downwards, and I dimly registered the hole. A golf course, then? How had I ended up here? I tried to